Good evening. This is Shubhashachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. Nation is observing Constitution Day today. Government has announced year-long celebrations beginning today to commemorate the 75th year of the adoption of the Constitution of India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings to all citizens on the occasion of the 75th anniversary of the Indian Constitution. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the Constitution is the guiding light of the nation. President Draupadi Murmu has described the Indian Constitution as a living and progressive document through which the country has achieved the goals of social justice and inclusive development. While addressing a grand event organized at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi, President Murmu said that the government has taken several measures in recent years for the welfare of all sections of society. Speaking on the occasion, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said that India thrives with remarkable economic growth, robust infrastructure, widespread digital adoption, and all are getting international recognition. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, several Union ministers, leaders of opposition in the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha, members of Parliament and other dignitaries attended the event. Chief Minister Pema Khandu on Monday laid the foundation stone of two projects in Namsai, which are augmentation of water supply with a capacity of 7.80 MLD and a multi-sports facility and outdoor stadium worth Rs. 105 crore. Mr. Khandu hailed Namsai as one of the fastest developing districts in the state and lauded the people of the district for cooperating with the government in executing developmental projects. Mr. Khandu is sure to develop Namsai as a center of learning and excellence with the establishment of a medical college, nursing college and a fishery college. He also announced the establishment of a new convention center and a football academy in the district. Deputy Chief Minister Chonamain and MLS Jingnu Namchum and Lekha Soni were also present during the ceremony. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs on Monday approved two hydropower projects entailing an investment of Rs. 3,689 crore in Arunachal Pradesh. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw told reporters that the CCEA approved an investment of Rs. 1,750 crore for the construction of 186 megawatt Tato 1 hydroelectric project and Rs. 1,939 crore for 240 megawatt Hio hydroelectric project in Shiyomi district. Arunachal Pradesh Football Association has entered into a memorandum of understanding with the John Abraham-owned JA Football Private Limited that runs the Northeast United FC for development of football in Arunachal Pradesh. The MOU was signed yesterday by Chief Minister Pema Khandu as President of APFA and John Abraham at Namsai. Also present was Kalan Chobe, President All India Football Federation and Deputy Chief Minister Chona Main. Along with the rest of the nation, the 75th Constitution Day was also celebrated at the Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly today. Attending the celebration, Chief Minister Pema Khandu said that India is the biggest democracy of the world and the Constitution is the engine to drive this democracy. He said that every citizen, especially the youths, should be aware of the provisions in the Constitution of India. He said this is important to achieve PM Modi's vision of a Viksit Bharat by 2047. Mr. Khandu, in order to create more awareness about the provisions of the Constitution among the people, requested the State Legislative Assembly and the Education Department to have more seminars and discussion programs at schools and colleges on the topic. Deputy Chief Minister Chonamain, Assembly Speaker Tisang Pongte and host of dignitaries were also present in the function. Earlier, as part of the Constitution Day celebrations, a 131 feet tall Tiranga was hoisted at the assembly premises. Shantanu Bhattacharya, a multifaceted personality who served Arunachal Pradesh for over two decades, passed away in West Bengal on Thursday night. The end came for the versatile man who had not been keeping well for quite a period of time. Eventually, he breathed his last post-old-age-related ailments. He was 81 and left behind his wife, one daughter and a son. Bhattacharya, who lent his name to most of the prominent newspapers in Arunachal Pradesh, also established his own news agency, APNEI, in early 2000, through which he served the state with his strong and meticulous style of writing. Besides being a top-notch writer and journalist, he was an acclaimed painter, a class photographer, a teacher, and an excellent auditor. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.